Hello and welcome to A Rugby Life. I'm your host, Tedley LeGrand. In this episode, I talk with Rob Schnabel, president and co-founder of Buckline Inc., a designer sportswear company headquartered in New York City. I talked to Rob about his early rugby days, the beginnings of Buckline, and the Helping to Rebuild Haiti campaign, a grassroots relief effort done in partnership with students from New York University. All right, I am here with Rob on a gorgeous sunny day in New York. Hi, Rob, how are you doing?
I'm just lovely.
Great. So to kick things off here, how did it start? How did you come up with the idea for Buckline?
Well, Buckline is a unique name. We've dropped the C to kind of have our own identity, but Buckline is really just a company we started a couple of years ago, both from my love to be a creative individual and my love for the sport of rugby.
Okay. So how long have you been playing rugby?
I'd say after retirement, about 5 years.
Okay. And when you were playing, who were you playing for?
New York Rugby Club.
Okay. And what position?
Well, it was a mixture between halfback, fullback, and mostly wing.
Okay. Reason for retirement?
Oh, well, I work in advertising, and if most people aren't familiar with the industry, the hours are basically your day starts at 6, so there was never time for practice.
So obviously you've been playing rugby, you've been sort of involved in advertising and stuff. So where did it start? Where did the first seeds come from actually how you were going to create Buckline?
I've always kind of wanted to run my own show. I always run my own business. And finding what I wanted to do was really where rugby came in afterwards. It started with wanting to run the business and figuring that out. So kind of combining my love for both running the business of some sort with rugby seemed to make sense.
And you also, I know for a while, you lived in South Africa for a while. Were you actually playing out there, or was that related to work, or what was the story there?
All of the above. I dated a South African in college. That's where my rugby love began. And it was really funny, actually, because she said, why don't you come out to a pub and watch a match? I said, sure. And the match we watched was when England drilled South Africa 53-3, I believe, it took them. And I had a South African jersey on, let me tell you, I never forgot that day, being surrounded by a bunch of Brits. And so I followed her after college back home, where she wanted to move back, and I brought my portfolio and found some work there and played for the Johannesburg Pirates, which is one of the few English-speaking clubs in the entire country. So I worked from there.
So you came back. First, you'd ask this, where are you originally from?
The mysterious state of Connecticut. Where there is no accent, so I've had to carve out my own here in the last 11 years in the city.
So you're a New Yorker now, then?
I think the benchmark is 15 years, but people hear me speak and they say, oh, yeah, you're a New Yorker.
So, Rob, tell me a little bit about Buckline.
Oh, Buckline is my passion. It is my muse each day that kind of helps keep me up. And the company itself is going to be centered around the culture of rugby in particular. Ultimately, it will grow into a sportswear brand encompassing many others. But we'll start with our roots, and that will be rugby in particular.
And I've seen from your portfolios that you actually did some work for your old club, for the New York Rugby Club.
That's where it kind of began. Everything that was gelling together was both my passion for the sport, being a creative individual, and actually looking at the tangible results that I was creating for New York Rugby Club.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you actually had to do for them?
Well, like many clubs in the States, there's always need for logos, fundraising designs, T-shirts, tournaments, etc., etc. And rugby clubs in New York especially tend to be full of doctors and lawyers and a lot of finance guys, and there was no one with a creative edge. So I just, as a proactive individual, said, you guys need to get some design work done. And they said, sure. I threw it in, and I haven't looked back. I think the club loves what I do, and I love doing it for the club. Everyone puts in their volunteer time to make it work, and it's still going strong.
Yep. And I noticed from the website you have a lot of new designs coming out soon. What can we look forward to seeing?
Everything will be based in fun stuff, not too novelty. But I think what we're really looking forward to doing is a lot of conceptual stuff that will help players, fans, enthusiasts connect with the sport. And that's what we're striving to do with our designs.
And I also noticed that you saw that you at the moment you're offering stuff for men's and women, but I also noticed that you're going to be moving into youth clothing soon.
Yes, part of America's challenge is getting the mothers, the fathers, to kind of get their kids encourage their children to play. And if most of the clothing doesn't even exist for children and or is all about, you know, mud, blood, and beers, the perception about youth clothing is going to have to change as well. So it's definitely in our pipeline of designing for it in particular.
Is there any particular youth organizations that you're partnering with for that, or is it sort of just it's a sort of backline-driven initiative?
We're very early in our, you know, business career. However, I have ambitions to work more with Play Rugby USA, Deborah Brumberger's company, Lil Ruggers, which is here in New York, and other countries where they may have youth programs that may want to take advantage of our designs.
Yeah. And yours is actually pretty much, you're worldwide. I mean, you sell and provide your stuff pretty much internationally.
Yes, our recent hire of our business director in Johannesburg will be a very vital breach to moving in with a market that's already rugby rich, because half the pitch is rugby itself in the United States, whereas in places like South Africa, to say rugby, they already understand it.
Now, one of the things that definitely caught my attention when I went to the website and had a look was you have this sort of fantastic YouTube video and this sort of whole campaign at the moment for rebuilding Haiti. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, being more than just a sportswear brand that's just looking to sell, we're also looking to sell the idea that community outreach is very important, because as it's a very grassroots level of sport in this country, so is the movement of the players, the fans, and so on, to do things to a greater degree. And that is, with the Haiti campaign in particular, it's part of our company culture, and that is we want to be able to do more charitable things. And this just seemed, because of the timing, a perfect example to put our abilities to the test.
And how successful has it been so far?
So far, it's been resounding, especially within the student community. My business partner, Matthew, is an NYU Stern alum, so he has a vast network that he can tap into there. And it was really inspired, of course, by the students wanting to do something more tangible than just donate money, which just seemed to be the only thing you could do. But most people wouldn't realize that getting money to Haiti is far challenging than you'd think. So that's kind of where the campaign began to get momentum, and it's been doing very well so far.
So what's in the future for Backline?
Plenty. One thing in particular is we plan to have a gallery show here in New York for artists, that includes photographers, sculptors, and so on, to celebrate rugby as an artistic expression. And so adding to both our future dealings in the sportswear apparel market, we look to get a call for entries out. So, you know, this would be a great way to actually pitch that and say, if you have artwork based in rugby as being inspired by it, we want to be able to create a gallery show, which will happen probably at the end of the year, if not the beginning of 2011.
And if listeners are interested in learning more about Backline, where can they go?
Quite simple, either backline.com or backlinerugby.com. We have both URLs, so they'll direct to the one place.
Okay, excellent. And you're on Facebook and Twitter?
Absolutely. YouTube as well, Tumblr, and keeps going on.
And so finally, to sort of wrap up with one question for you, if there was anyone in the world that you could design for, who would it be?
That's tough, but you know, I'd have to say it's a real draw between either Nelson Mandela or Richard Branson.
Why those two?
Well, one's very great in business, and the other one's very great in politics, in a way, in being able to maneuver both miraculous things, both of them being able to do that. So if I can inspire for them, I'm sure they can inspire me and vice versa.
All right, well, we'll look forward to that.
I'll try.
Okay, well, that's great. Rob, thank you very much for your time today. Wish you all the best of luck. And as Listen said, if you want to find any more information, you can check stuff out on rugbylife.com, or you also go over to Rob's site on backline.com. And Rob, thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.